Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning. There are two important agenda items that will be heard by the Board. The first issue was brought by Supervisor Rex Bone, and it concerns the use of the River Bar at Fernbridge for shooting and ATV and motorcycle riding. The Alexander family, which owns the land adjacent to the River Bar and across whose land the bar is accessed, has sent a letter to the Board urging action to curtail the use of firearms and recreation on the bar. The letter details that Alexander Farm animals have been killed by gunfire and that employees have had to flee from stray rounds and that farm equipment has been damaged. The County Fish and Game Committee has recommended that the county enact an ordinance that would regulate activity on the bar, recommended that there be a law enforcement presence in the area, along with signs warning residents about the dangers of shooting and the responsibility of those shooting in the area, and that surveillance be provided through the use of cameras. The Board will also hear a presentation from Green Diamond about an opportunity to turn more than 3,600 acres of forest land into the McKinleyville Community Forest. The area in question is adjacent to the east side of McKinleyville, and the Trust for Public Land and Green Diamond have been in discussion into the possibility of using the land as a community forest. The TPL is looking into raising the funding necessary to purchase the property and will make a presentation to the McKinleyville Services District about the proposal. The Board is also expected to approve the allocation of more than $200,000 to 16 fire districts across the county. The money comes from Proposition 172, initially passed in 1995 and amended in 2005. The supervisors are also expected to approve a cooperative agreement between the county and 9 local farmers markets that are inspected by the county. The state will reimburse the county for the $12,000 spent on those inspections. The California Highway Patrol Crescent City area is investigating two fatal collisions that claimed the lives of two drivers over the weekend. The first crash happened on Saturday morning, and CHP officers and emergency personnel responded to the scene of the single-car collision off Highway 101 southbound, south of Hamilton Road. The driver of the Dodge pickup, 26-year-old Klamath resident Tara Williams, lost control, and her truck left the roadway. Williams was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck and suffered fatal injuries. The second fatality was discovered when the CHP responded to a report from a citizen about a possible car crash off Route 199. On Sunday night, emergency personnel found a vehicle that had left the roadway and rolled down a steep embankment, and the driver, an adult male from Los Angeles, was found inside having suffered fatal injuries. Officers and deputies with the County Drug Task Force arrested 29-year-old Edwin Peraza last week following a months-long investigation into methamphetamine trafficking in the region. Officers served a search warrant at a residence in Fortuna connected to Peraza, and they confiscated 3.5 pounds of meth, an ounce of cocaine, along with scales and packaging materials. In 2012, Arcata police arrested Peraza after finding more than 3 pounds of the drug. Peraza was convicted on possession of a quarter pound. He is being held without bail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills joined Talk Shop on Monday, and the talk centered around the efforts of the city to deal with a homeless population that has staked out city-owned property as campsites. The intervention into the areas in the Palco Marsh behind the Bayshore Mall are well documented, but the people that his officers and other city staff deal with can have a host of mental health and addiction issues, and they use up a lot of public resources.
One, we're looking at the top 10 people who are generating calls for service in the city. We're looking at the top 10 people who are generating stays at Semper Virens, and then the top 10 people who are creating emergency room visits. So we're looking at, from our perspective, who did we take to Semper Virens the most? And we want those people, you know, intervened with. And it's interesting, same names on sometimes all three lists.
Mills said that they are dealing with a different mindset as well, one that has changed from thanks for the helping hand to one of entitlement.
So when we're out there talking to people about, you know, moving on and figuring out what they're going to do, it's like, I'll live where I want to live. In fact, I had a conversation with Miles Slattery, the director of Park and Recs, his people are out there every week cleaning up in the camps. And when they go out there, they'll get confronted by some of the people staying out there saying, get off our property. It's not their property. It belongs to the city of Eureka. They'll cuss at them. They throw stuff at them. And so we're actually thinking about putting body cameras on them as well.
You can hear the entire interview with Chief Mills by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.